A word for you from Genesis chapter 32, verse 26. Then he said, "Let me go, for day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you declare a blessing upon me." This must have been an immense spiritual struggle for Jacob. And it's very interesting that this was born out of a great crisis and a trial that led to this encounter. If we'll remember, Jacob was about to meet his brother who was his arch enemy, and Jacob just didn't know what the outcome would be. The wrestling must have been very intense, and it lasted the whole night through. And so earnestly did Jacob want the blessing or the answer that the man of all men was stayed. God all-powerful was able to do all, but he stooped to concede to Jacob's wish. And then daybreak came, and the man said, "Let me go." And Jacob's reply was, "I won't, I will not, until you bless me." So, then came the next step. "What is your name?" was the question. And of course, Jacob had to ashamedly say what his name was, meaning the deceiver. One is reminded somewhat of the woman at the well that the Lord met one day. She also wanted something desperately. She wanted the water of life. But Jesus asked her and said, "Fetch your husband. Go and call him." And she was also ashamed to say, "I have no husband." But instead the Lord said, "You're quite right. And all the men you've lived with weren't either." So he touched a spiritual or a sensitive but pivotal point. So both these people were confronted by a condition. Jacob's old name had to change. The woman's past was revealed and had to change. And then both received the blessing when the old was given up.